Thai diplomats on Wednesday morning presented Cambodian officials with a request to detain and extradite Thaksin Shinawat. The former Prime Minister is wanted in Thailand after fleeing a year ago to avoid a two-year jail sentence for corruption. Cambodia responded with a diplomatic note rejecting the extradition request. The Cambodian government has said it considers Mr. Thaksin's conviction to be politically motivated. Mr. Thaksin arrived Tuesday in Phnom Penh to take up a position as an economic adviser to Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. Cambodian and Thai media showed photographs of Mr. Hun Sen warmly greeting Mr. Thaksin. The Thai government has indicated it may terminate its extradition treaty with Cambodia if Mr. Thaksin is not sent back to serve his sentence. Krysak Chunawan is a member of Thailand's governing coalition. He says it may be necessary to call on the Association of Southeast Asian Nations to mediate an end to the diplomatic dispute.
I think it's time now for the ASEAN secretary to step up, perhaps a shuttle diplomacy. There should be shuttle diplomacy towards, this unsettling issue. And that Hun Sen should reconsider reduce his antagonistic approach towards Thailand. You can only see escalation, and that's no good for anybody. As not only on a bilateral basis, but as an organization as a whole.
Thailand has not closed the border with Cambodia to avoid damaging their economies. Kiat Sitiamon is president of the Thailand Trade Representative Office.
We ensure that the people, the livelihood of the people, are not affected by the current misunderstanding, I would say that. And we will continue this path. Whatever measures it might be, we would ensure that it would least affect it. The well-being of the people of the two countries.
Relations between the two countries have been strained for a year because of a disputed ancient temple on their border. The temple is in Cambodian territory, but a main approach to it is in Thailand. There are concerns the soured diplomatic ties could spill over to the ASEAN meeting on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum underway in Singapore. Mr. Thaksin, who was ousted in a coup in 2006, remains popular with the rural and urban poor. But many in the urban middle class, however, accuse him of authoritarianism. Some political analysts in Thailand, however, say he may have hurt his popularity by taking the post in Cambodia and by making controversial comments on the revered Thai monarchy in an interview with a British newspaper. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.